Salut, ça va? Denver Diner here, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to submit something tonight, but I was kind of not in the mood for sex. Yeah, that's actually pretty weird. So I decided to answer the Proust questionnaire. I can't figure what why it's called Proust questionnaire, because it has nothing in common with the original, you know. So here I am, speaking English in the middle of my living room, alone. Don't worry. I warn you, don't worry about silence. I probably will be just looking for my words. So, question one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? Wow, I can't speak. So, my gender. I'm a male, but I hope you guessed. Really. Sexual or orientation. How can I pronounce that? Shit. So I'm strictly hetero. I never felt attracted to a guy. I mean, I see guys that Oh, fuck. I should have prepared that. Yeah, sometimes I see a guy, you know, and I say to myself, wow, he's really handsome. But nothing sexual, you know? I mean, no, just no. I'm not really disgusted. It just doesn't happen. What gets you turned on? Turned on. Question two. What gets you turned on? Anything. Laundry machine? No, I'm kidding. Basically, I'd say sex. No, words. I mean, dirty words. That's it. Nothing in particular. In just situations and yeah, dirty words. What is question? Question? Oh, God. Just discrediting myself. Question three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Again, I'm nothing in particular. I'm a pretty much vanilla guy. Vanilla? Vanilla? Yeah, in French we say vanille. So I don't know if it's vanilla. Vanilla. I'm not my sexuality is not extravagant, you know, just dirty words, 'cause just said I like that, basically. Question four. What is your favorite sexual act? Basically, I'd say oral sex. That's pretty common, I think, but I really enjoy that. Question five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Hold on. Yeah, I'm smoking. I know that's bad. But I'm a bad guy. Oh, yeah. What qualities in a lover? I'd say sensuality and how could I say that in English? I mean, I I love humor. I love. Yeah, I should have started by that. I think I couldn't have actually sex with a person I'm not emotionally involved with. I'm not talking about love. I mean, friendship is fine, but can't be seduced just like that. I mean, yeah, there are some people who are attractive, but I can't have sex with them just like that. I mean, I have to talk to be at least friends. So, sense of humor and sensuality. That's the fundamentals. Question 6. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I know you're laughing at my accent. You're really mean. A good sexual encounter. So, pretty much the same answer as the previous one. With a girl I don't know at all, it wouldn't be possible. So, ideally, someone I learn to know. Yeah, that's right. I'm really callous. Question 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear? And how do you prepare yourself? I fight for sex equality, you know? But I was educated like a guy, basically, so. When I dress up, I just pick up the first clothes that I find in my closet. I have no favorite color. Most of time I wear black, red, and blue jeans. Yeah, pretty basic. I know. Disappointed? Question 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you one the most? Turns you one? What does that mean? Turns you on, I guess. One? Is that a real word? could be a hero, heroine, an actor, actress. It depends on times and it depends on movies or TV shows I watched. These days, I watch 2, 4, yeah, 4 TV shows, which are Modern Family, Person of Interest, Agents of Shield, and Homeland. So, the living personalities that turns me on the most these days are pretty much the actress that plays in in those shows. And bonus point for Marina Bakarin, because she's really hot. Plus she played in Firefly, so she won my heart. Who turns you on the most in your life? Crush, significant other, a teacher. Yeah, my significant other, basically. But that's pretty much basic. So, for another person, I'd say, yeah, a teacher. I won't never say her name. No. Ten. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Can't find any. I mean, I could say names I don't want to be called during sex, but I want to. Any other. Those I don't want. It would be all French, obviously, terms related to incest. That's just not my thing. So, papa, just forget it. Question 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I'd say just it doesn't just stand for sex. I mean, I'd really love to have more stamina. Yeah, I'm. I can't find my words. Ah, shut up. No, I was telling Jack Black to shut up. I'm just listening to Tenacious D as I'm talking to you. Yeah, more stamina. I lose my breath. Breath? Tell me. Pretty quickly. That just annoys me. Question 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? How I did find out? How exactly? Couldn't say actually. I was just browsing Reddit and kind of horny, you know? And yeah, I love sound, so I just came across it. Why I did start posting? Because I think the community here is really nice, and just wanted to be part of it. Question 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy? I'm going to disappoint anyone, everyone, anyone. Yeah. I'd just say threesome. Yeah. I know, that's really dirty. But as I said, yeah? I don't know if you can hear, but there's an ambulance out there. I live next to an hospital. Yeah, so as I said, I'm pretty much vanilla. So, a threesome would just be great. Question 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail. The kinkiest. I don't know if it would count as kinky, but just outdoor sex. Yeah, outdoor. Detail. I know everyone knows how it does work. I was there, she was there, we started kissing and yeah, let's do that. Question 15, the last one. Yeah, it was pretty quick. Oh, 15 minutes already. I didn't see that. What's your favorite part of your body and why? My favorite part. My cock. No. What would it be? My eyes, I'd say. I don't know. I'm really how could I say that? Expressive. So yeah, I just when I look at pictures of me, you know what? When I when I'm happy, I just have those shiny eyes. 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 Yeah, and the shape, the color, pretty common, but yeah, I just like them. So, this is the end, my only friend. I hope you're not bored. And just ask me if you have any other question. I'd be happy to be ridiculous again and be seeing you.